der Halle 72A am Stand 118. Wir haben ja unseren französischen Tag heute und deswegen ist wieder bei mir jemand aus Frankreich und wir werden dieses Interview wieder in Englisch durchführen. Yeah, here is Andre Zapolsky. He is the president of FNIL. And my first question is, what is the FNIL?
Well, what you know here in Germany is the Linux Verband.
Live?
So, yes, what you call live. And actually, the FNIL is the same thing as live. That is the French National Federation of Open Source Professionals.
That's okay. Okay. And what are you doing? So you're the president. What are you organizing things? And
so it's a group of more of 100 companies who works together, try to improve their market and try to defend their market, try to explain to the government that the government should invest in the open source landscape. And so it's a federation of open source professionals, actors.
Okay. Well, what companies are in there? Today we just heard there are some companies doing some things with cloud computing, but there are others. What are they doing?
But there is a lot of company. Of course, there is mine, Linagora, but you have also the big integrators, such as, for example, Capgemini, Bill, or IBM or HP company like that, and also a lot of startup. Some of them are here in the Linux Village, in the French Linux Village, just by us. IBM Web Sourcing, for example, or Argia. You don't know them, I'm sure, but you are going to learn about them.
Yeah.
And they are really interesting startup, but as I think you have here in Germany.
And the FNIL organized this French village here?
We come to the French National Agency in charge of economic development outside France. So this public agency is called UBI France. And we ask them to create this village. So we didn't organize by ourselves. That's UBI France who have done the job, but it is because we asked them that they did the jobs, and they have done a very wonderful job, and I don't know if they listen to me, but I would like to thank them for their wonderful job.
Okay. How is this idea, or how was this idea born to create this village here? I mean, France, okay, it's not so far away, but Berlin, Paris, I don't know. Was it a political idea, or was it the idea of some companies, or the Linux Tag, or?
No, what we think is, because of the crisis, we need to do more to promote open source, and we need to work more closely with the other actors, try to develop our market. And if we don't go outside our own country, you know, we are going to work together, but only with the same company as we are. And so one of our aim is to try to develop our ecosystem outside France and try to create the Europe of open source. We have started to one other initiative with Live, with Linux Verband, called OBOI, Open Business Organization of Europe, and it was 2 years ago, and it was the same goal, try to build this Europe of open source. Because what I think is the open source is a wonderful luck for every European actor try to develop themselves. And you know, we have a very big competition between US and between Europe in terms of IT technologies, and what I think is open source is a way to not to be better in the competition and try to win some place that we have lost in the past in front of American actors.
So
Yeah.
There are also cooperation with American organizations like the Life or not.
The FNIL organizes every year. Actually, it will become every 2 years an event called Paris Capital du Libre, and some German people came last year to the 2008 event. Mm-hmm. And last year, so we have also welcomed the first European open source think tank in cooperation with some US companies, and especially the one who is behind the open source think tank take place every year in Napa Valley. And this company is called Alliance. And so we also try to create this kind of bridge between Europe and US. We've always the same goal is to develop, to make Europe more powerful with open source in the IT ecosystem. You know, what we really believe is with the same rules as the traditional and proprietary software, no one of European actor will be able to compete against Microsoft, against Oracle, and so on. So the only luck, the only possibility that we have is to adopt disruptive way of selling softwares, and this disruptive way to sell software is called open source. That's why we have to make the main efforts that we can try to promote our ecosystem and our market.
Okay, and is it working? I mean, here, what is the resonance? Is the booth a success? Okay, it's the first day, but
I will come back at the end of the Linux Tag, and you will ask me if it has worked or not. What I think is, it's what, 3 o'clock the first day, and we have already some very good contacts. For example, we met a guy who wants to distribute one of our software called OBM, Open Business Management, in Russia. And you know, for example, we have no any participants in our French event from Russia. So what I think is, you know, Linux Tag is the only place in Europe where you can find people from North Europe, people from East Europe, and, for example, with Russia, even more on the East, from the East, and people from West, such as France or England, and also people from the South. So this is a unique place in Europe, and what I think is the Messe Bernin and the organizer of this event make a very, very big staff and big job, try to have all these people coming here in Berlin at the end of June. So that's why it is so important for us also to be here.
Mm-hmm. Are there any meetings or fairs at France like the Linux Tag?
Yeah, we have many events. One of them is called Solution Linux. It is maybe the one with the closer than the Linux Tag. It's around 3,000 participants. We have also an event, a very dedicated to communities event called Rencontre Mondiale du Logiciel Libre, RMLL. So, and as I said, we have also Paris Capital du Libre. And we have also some very specific events. The FNIL, with the support of some other organization, this year has created for the first time an event called Open Source Software Industry Forum. It takes place in Toulouse. You know, Toulouse, it is this city of the south of France where we built the Airbus. You know, you have Hamburg here in Germany, and we have Toulouse in France dedicated to aeronautics. And it was a wonderful event with a very specific topic, industry, and it was really interesting. So it shows also the maturity of the market in our country.
So, and in France, I heard open source is really
active.
Active, yeah. The gendarmerie is using open source. There are some project which everybody knows about, but how is it in the local cities and the pays? Is it also that some companies are using, or most companies are using, open source? How is the situation in France?
Up to the crisis, it was the public sector was pull up the market. We had, for example, the French National Assembly was made the first migration from Windows to Ubuntu for all their deputies. So the French Parliament is the only one, according what I know, in the world to run Ubuntu in their desktop for all the deputies. So, you know, when you have the French Parliament using Ubuntu, of course, it's an example for all the rest of local cities and so on. And so, for example, currently we are doing the migration of the city of Marseille, you know, this big city in south of France. Maybe the one who is the, which was one of the beginner, one was started to adopt open source, which was the Paris, our capital. Maybe it's today the one was done the less things with open source. The open source in the local authorities and local cities has started with Paris, but today Paris is out of the race in terms of adoption of open source. But a lot of public administration runs Linux, a lot of them use, you know, in France we have a software very used for messagery and calendar. This software is called OBM, Open Business Management. And for example, today it's one person from two in the public administration was his own messagery on OBM. And so it was, so public sector was driving the market before the crisis. And since the crisis, we have all the rest of the market, all the private market, especially the big bank and the big insurance, with coming to open source and asking us, okay, I need to decrease the amount of my IT system. And for that, in my radar, I have the open source. So how to maximize the benefits of open source. All I should do with open source. And today we do a strategic review, strategic consulting with all these big firms. And what I can tell you today is that next year we will have the first big migration in some major bank in France.
Okay. And schools? Are there any plans in schools to use open source?
Yeah,
like Scholar Linux or something like that.
Engineer schools and universities, mainly all the students use open source software today. So it's the communities are really active in schools and in universities. And what is interesting also is we have a business application to run and to manage the finance, the HR of a school or of a university, you know, such as SAP. We have the same product, but in open source. It is called Cocktail, and today it is used by 65 universities and schools. So it's a very large success, and all these schools, I'm sorry for SAP and for Germany, but they don't use anymore SAP.
Okay. Some years ago you got a new president elected, and all I've heard is not the guy I think is big into open source. I mean, there are some projects of his get crazy, I think, like the Hadoop project and some other things. How is the situation now in France after these change and what are you doing to adopt? Are there campaigns or yeah, what are you doing?
But before Nicolas Sarkozy, because you speak about him, we had a strong commitment from the public administration and from all the successive governments. And since his election, actually, he doesn't really care about new technology. He's a kind of guy who is afraid from new technologies. He doesn't really understand what happens with new technologies. And as a lot of things are decided by the President of Republic now, because this is what he wanted, to change the way to govern, to take his decision. So he has a lot of things in his hand. So this part of this sector of IT and internet was not one of his preoccupation and one of his priority. And on top of that, the way he see the internet and the new way to communicate, as I said, he's afraid about that. So that's why we think he has adopted this crazy law of Adopi. You know, everyone in France is really against Adopi. Maybe we can say some words about that. What he wanted to do with his government was to, if you make illegal downloads,
three times.
Yes, three times. You can be cut. Your internet access can be cut. And as you know, the European Parliament has said many times that it's one of the fundamental rights of the human being to have an internet access. It's too important that you can't decide by a non-juridic agency decide to cut your internet access.
Your lawyers, your highest court also said that.
So said it's not constitutional at all. Yeah. So you have to work one more time and try to change what you have started to do with this Adopi law. But so we can say that is a little bit cut from what people think and what people wait from a modern president. So typically, he's not close to Obama, you know.
Yeah, but he is young. He is he seems to full
he has
of
a
energy
nice and so on. Yeah, yes. But he's more like Silvio Berlusconi than like Obama on this point. After that, what we need to say is, we have now with him, because of him, we have National Secretary of State in charge of new technology. Actually, it's more in charge of digital economic development, which is new and which is one of his promises during the campaign, which is good for us because we have someone
who listens to us,
who is able to work with, of course, the open source communities, but not only open source, all the IT systems and all IT ecosystems. So that's good. And what we think is that it's going in the right way. And for example, we have a plan for economic development because of the crisis, you know, and we have asked to put inside this plan a part dedicated to digital economy. And this is what the government made, this Secretary of State made. And for example, if you propose to do some R&D projects, and if you take the commitment that this R&D project will be in open source, you have more chance to be able by and to be financed by the French government. So open source today is recognized as a way, you know, to do a better R&D, and that's better to do an open R&D than a classical R&D. So things is going to go in the better way for open source in France after 2 years of almost nothing in terms of public policy. So before Nicolas Sarkozy, it was very active. During 2 years, no public policy, and from a couple of months now, we feel that the things are going in the right way.
Okay, but is the FNIL doing something against these? Yeah, like Hadopi, are you supporting campaigns or?
For example, for the inclusion of the economic development plan in the global economic development plan, this is one of the proposals of the FNIL, and we have worked with the minister in charge of economic development for that. So, but the FNIL is more concentrated on the open source, on the business issues around open source. So, and for the rest of policies, we have some other associations, such as one is called April, and they have more than 5,000 members. So it's a very powerful association. And so what we think is they do all the big issues around open source, not necessarily business, and we are really focused in terms of business. What we think is open source creates more employment in France and in Europe than classical software, and we believe, as I said in the beginning, that open source is a way to be more competitive against the US vendor of software. So this is our main speech to the government, our main goal in terms of development.
Okay, then thank you very much.
Thank you for you, Radio Talks.
That was Alexandre Sapolsky, president of FNIL, and yeah, have a nice day.
Thank you so much.